All right, and here we are in Denver, Colorado on December 9th, 1941, the day that there was a formal declaration of war by Congress against Japan. And we have here a number of representative citizens of Denver who are going to give various views on this subject. Would you come to the microphone first, if you please, and stand right in front of it here, if you will. Will you give us your name?
Howard Bowker.
All right, and your age?
27.
And where did you come from originally?
Well, I've spent most of my life in Denver.
In Denver. And your occupation?
Well, right now I'm driving a taxi.
Driving a taxi, fine. Well, now, suppose you tell us what your reactions were when this news came along.
Well, I don't know as I could say that I had any definite reaction.
None at all?
Except to say that, well, it just felt, well, here it is, and what's the use of worrying about it?
All right. Are you very much disturbed about it today, since things have assumed a little more serious proportions?
Well, I feel this way. I had a good night's sleep last night, and I ate well today, and I'm going to continue to do so.
Well, that's certainly a very sensible attitude. Are you expecting to be called up for the draft?
I'm going to enlist.
You're going to enlist. Fine. In what branch of the service?
Well, I've been flying for a long time, and I hope to fly in this war.
Good. Well, anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I hope after this war is over, we never have another one.
All right, fine, thank you. Now, sir, will you come to the microphone? What is your name?
Bob Seeker.
Bob Seeker, and where do you work?
Cosmopolitan Hotel, bellboy.
And your age?
20.
20. Yes, and you're in line for the draft, too, I take
it? Yes, sir.
Were you expecting this?
Well, not exactly. It seemed like they've been trying to compromise of some sort, and then when this all happened, it seemed kind of sudden.
A lot more sudden than you figured it would be. Do you think the United States is going to win?
Yes, but won't be right away. It'll take more time than people believe, because as soon as the Japs are finished, then I'll have Italy and Germany to contend with.
You think we're going right into a war against the Axis powers?
Yes,
very quickly,
sir.
And are you going to enlist, too, or are you going to wait?
No, I'm out here taking physical and mental exams for the flying cadet in the Air Corps.
I see. Where was your home originally?
Hutchinson, Kansas.
Kansas. Anything else you'd like to say about this?
Well, I believe that all the boys that are eligible or can shape to pass the physical should enlist and give their help.
Fine. All right, thank you very much. And will you come to the microphone, please? All right, your name?
Ray Baker.
And your age, occupation, so forth?
I'll be 36 next April, and I'm the chief clerk at the Cosmopolitan Hotel here in Denver.
In Denver. And you came from Denver originally?
I was born here.
Born in Denver. Are you married?
Yes, sir. I have one little girl, 5.
Well, what does a married man feel about the state of this world right at the moment?
Well, it kind of surprised me yesterday. I kind of thought they might iron it out diplomatically, but it seems that they were talking to us while they were making other plans, and kind of sneaked up on us, I'd say.
Do you feel that we were more unprepared than we should have been?
Well, I think we're prepared to a certain degree, but we weren't expecting them to come in and surprise us like they did.
I see. Do you feel any great resentment against the Japanese people as a whole?
Well, I don't know. I figure they were kind of underhanded, and that the government more or less should have figured on that. In other words, we were trying to do the right thing diplomatically, and they came in the, might say, back door, and we weren't counting on that, I don't think.
In other words, all isn't fair in war. You should have a sort of honorable conduct for that,
well,
as well.
To a certain degree.
Sure. Anything else you would like to say?
Well, I don't know. I think that in time, why, we will put the Japs in their place, more or less. We just have to get organized and get things shaped up a little more, and then we will give them a good licking and hold them down for a while.
Could you hazard a guess as about to how long you think it will take?
Well, I'd say about a year.
About a year.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
and
we'll
have our hands full, I think, with the rest of the Axis powers, and then we'll be all through, we hope.
Fine. All right, will you come over? All right, what is your name, please?
My name is Orrin Hargraves.
And you are from where originally?
Beaumont, Texas.
And you're doing what at the present?
Well, I'm doing a lot of things. I'm going to school, I'm running a mine, and running a hotel.
Sounds like a pretty busy business. Where are you going to school?
The University of Denver.
What are you specializing in, may I ask?
I haven't decided upon a major. I really haven't had time.
How old are you, by the way?
21.
21. Are you coming up in the draft?
Yes, very soon.
And you're not going to enlist first. You're going to wait for
it
to come
out. It's possible I'll go to the Air Corps. I haven't decided definitely.
I see. Well, now suppose you tell us how you felt when this rather startling news burst upon us.
Well, I think it came as a surprise to everyone, especially because we were trying to settle things diplomatically. They certainly shouldn't have stabbed us in the back. At the same time, if their ego is bolstered enough, that will hurt them when we do get organized.
You think we are going to get organized pretty soon, then?
Oh, very soon.
And how long do you think it's going to take for us to beat Japan?
Just long enough to meet them in one good battle.
In one good battle, and
where
you think
the
that
sides,
will...
Where the sides are evenly matched.
Well, fine. All right, anything else you'd like to add to that?
No, I think that's all I have to say.
All right, thank you very much. Now may we have this gentleman come to the microphone. Will you tell us your name, please?
Matt Allen.
Matt Allen. And your age?
36.
And your occupation?
Bartender. Brown Palace Hotel.
Have you always lived in Denver?
No, I've been here for about 15, 16 years.
About 16 years. Where was your home before that time?
Pennsylvania.
You're married?
Yes.
Well, what would you have to add to this very grave situation that seems to have come up that everybody's talking about?
Well, I've been talking about it across the bar for quite some time now with different Army men, different Navy men. I formed this opinion that this thing was coming, and while it was a complete surprise when it came so soon, at the same time, I think it's been coming on us for quite some time, although we didn't expect to be stabbed in the back. I would myself like to see the United States start right out and give Japan everything she's got right off the start.
And do you think she's going to do that right now?
The American people, to me, have been too tolerant, and I don't think they will. In my own home, that's our consensus of opinion.
And do you find, you have obviously talked to a lot of people on this, do you find that that's the general feeling?
Well, as this European war came on, the opinion of the American people was stay out of it, then gradually it's changed, and now, to me, the opinion is, let's get into it and get it over with.
All right, and it looks as if we're going to do that right now, doesn't
okay.
it? All right, will you come over, please, sir? Would you tell us what your name is?
My name is Putnam.
Putnam, and your first name?
Herschel.
Your age?
34.
And occupation?
Railway Express Agency.
And are you a native of Denver?
No, I've lived all over the world.
All over the world? That's pretty wide background. Perhaps then, having lived all over the world, you'd be in a position to give us some pretty pertinent comment on how you feel about this situation which has gone all over the world.
Well, I put 10 years in the service, and I know a little bit about it.
Oh, fine. Suppose you tell us what branch of the service you were in and what you feel about it.
I put 6 years in the Army and four years in the Navy.
And were you surprised when this business came up?
No, I wasn't. I'm not surprised. I'm surprised because it didn't come before.
And what do you think is going to be the outcome of it?
Well, I don't think you're going to be in Japan in 3 months.
In 3 months? You don't give it very long. Anything else you would like to add to that?
Well, if it just gives us a chance, we'll show them what we can do.
Fine. All right. Thank you very much. That, I think, concludes this broadcast coming from Denver, in which we have attempted to get a representative group of people to express their views December 9th, 1941.